This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Tes, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah says regarding Hasheretz Shenimtza Lamata Minechushto Shaltanor, the dead Sheretz was found underneath the floor, meaning the earth that forms the floor of a Tanor oven. And this Tanor oven, as far as we know, last time we checked, is not Tomei. Now, the dead Sheretz in its present position underneath the floor of the Tanor does not make a Tomei, because it's not in the avir of the Tanor, it's not inside of the Tanor, it's beneath it. But the issue is, how did the Sheretz get there? It seems that there's certainly a possibility here that the dead Sheretz fell in from the top of the Tanor, and now it's on the floor. Now it's, you know, in a hole in the floor of the Tanor. But if that's what happened, if a dead Sheretz fell into the Tanor, well then of course it passed to the avir of the Tanor, and the Tanor would therefore be Tamei. The Mishnah rules Tahar. We're allowed to assume that the Tanor did not become Tamei from the Sheretz. She'ani Omer, for I'm allowed to assume Chai Nafal V'Achshav Meis, that the Sheretz actually originally entered the Tanor when alive, and then it burrowed at the bottom of the Tanor and made this hole, and then it died. So that a dead Sheretz never actually passed through the interior of the Tanor, therefore the Tanor did not become Tamei. So meaning the Mishnah teaches that since last time we checked, this Tanor was Tahar, now we have a question, maybe the status changed, maybe it became Tamei. Halacha is, we're allowed to assume that no change occurred. We presume the Cheskas Tahara, the initially known status of Tahara, and therefore the Tanor is considered Tahar. The Mefarshim point out that there is a well-known rule that when it comes to a question of Tumah that occurs in a private domain, Halacha is Safek Tumah Bereshus HaYachid Tameh. If there's a question, maybe it's Tameh, we have to assume it became Tameh. Mefarshim give different answers as to why that rule does not apply in our particular case. The Mishnah presents a similar ruling. The Mishnah says, regarding Machat or Tabaz, Shenimtzu Lamata Minechushto Shaltanor. Let's say there was a needle or ring that had a tumas mace in it. It touched the mace. So now this is a metal item that has the capacity to be metame, another keli, such as a tanner. So here we have this tanner that last time we checked, this oven tanner was not tame, but a tame needle or ring, again with tumas mace, was found beneath the floor of the tanner, like in the ground of the tanner, clearly right now below it. So again, same question, which is, maybe we have to consider the Tanor as Tamei because of the possibility that the Tamei needle or ring fell in from the top of the Tanor and therefore to pass through, entered the airspace of the Tanor before it got to this hole at the bottom. And if that happened, the Tanor would be Tamei. Here too, the Mishnah rules Tahar. The Tanor oven is Tahar. She'ani Omer, Shom Hoyu Et Shelo Bo HaTanor. For I may assume that the Tamei needle or ring fell into the hole in the ground before the Tanor was installed on top, so that the Tamei metal thing did not actually ever enter the airspace of this Tanor, hence the Tanor is presumed Tahar. If, however, Nimtzu be'efer mikla, let's say they took the ashes out of the Tanor that, you know, until now we understood is Tahar, but they took the ashes out and inside the ashes they found a Tamei ring or needle, again with Tumas mace. Here, the halacha is Tamei. The Tanor is considered Tamei she'ein lo b'mayitle. In this case, there's simply no way to explain that, oh no, the Tamei needle or ring was never inside of the Tanor. No, clearly it was. Therefore, since the needle again has Tumas Meis, the Tanor is Tamei.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.